Because you've been hearing in the news bulletin the payment dates for the cost of living supports that range from energy credits to the Christmas bonus will be confirmed later this morning. The Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys is due to outline to Cabinet when they will be made. To find out more on this and to discuss other political matters, we're joined now by our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. Micheál, firstly, just those payments that will help people with bills, the dates that they're going to receive those payments, they will be confirmed today.
They will be confirmed today, Karen. I suppose the big questions politically that hang over the government really do centre on that finance bill and the social welfare bill, which will be presented to Cabinet, and whether or not at some point they might be accelerated, which would essentially pave the way for a general election. No clarity on that at the moment, but clarity on those dates of the cost of living measures. And from October 28, there will be that first of the extra payments to pensioners, carers and people with disabilities. And then the Christmas bonus will be paid to that group on December 2nd. So it's October 28 and December 2nd. Then in relation to child benefit, the two double payments before Christmas will be paid on November 5th and again on December 3rd. Also from the week of November 4th, there will be a €400 payment to working families, €400 in the disability support grant, and the €300 payment to those receiving the fuel allowance will all be paid from that date, November 4th. The following week of November 11th, there will be a €400 carer support grant along with a €200 living alone allowance. And then on November 25th, the €100 lump sum payment to people receiving the child support grant will be paid. That will be the last of the payments. Also today, some clarity from the Environment Minister, Eamon Ryan, around the energy credits and when they will be paid. And they will begin on the 1st of November, the first of the €125 energy credits. And again, the second round, the second €125, that will be paid at the beginning of January. I suppose there has been criticism, widespread criticism from the opposition that these measures don't go far enough in the sense that they're not long-term. People experiencing long-term poverty won't benefit from these over a longer period. Indeed, in the words of the ANCU leader, Padraig Tobin, they will be gone like snow off a ditch when it comes to the springtime. Nonetheless, government say that their research shows that people do value having money in their pocket before Christmas. Also today, the Taoiseach is set to update the Cabinet on the measures announced in the budget and how they affect child poverty and seek to remedy and combat that, as something, of course, that was identified as a priority for government as far back as December 2022.
Can we turn our attention to a serious issue that has been dominating a lot of politics in Northern Ireland, and now here it's that scrutiny on Sinn Féin following the controversy over their former colleague Michael McMonagle, who's been convicted of child sex offences. Mary Lou MacDonald has not spoken publicly but issued a statement yesterday. Is there still pressure on her to answer more questions here?
I think inevitably there will be a lot of pressure on the Sinn Féin leader when the Dáil resumes this afternoon. Now, last night, Mary Lou MacDonald said that she has ordered a full review of the party's governance procedures to ensure that there is never a repeat of an incident like this, and was highly critical of what had happened around the work reference that was provided to Michael McMonagle, and also saying that she took decisive action when she did become aware of it in late September. That is unlikely to satisfy other members of the Dáil, though, and indeed last night two ministers of state, Jennifer Carroll McNeill and Anne Rabbitt, wrote to the Ceann Comhairle asking him essentially to make time available for statements on the matter of child protection, they said, that would allow Mary Lou MacDonald to update the Dáil on this. Now, that push will probably come on early after the Dáil resumes in the afternoon. Whether it's successful or not is unclear. It may not be, but what it will do will give several minutes of focus on this particular controversy that has continued to linger for Sinn Féin throughout last week and into this week too.
The Taoiseach, he'll be travelling to the US later today to meet President Biden. He has reiterated that the situation in Lebanon is volatile, but he has been assured also that Irish peacekeeping troops are safe. Now, with all of this uncertainty in the Middle East, what do you think will be the priority for Simon Harris in these discussions with President Biden?
I think probably more so than ever, even compared to when Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was in Washington in March, there is an expectation that the Taoiseach will be forthright with the US president, that it will go beyond perhaps the normal diplomatic niceties and insist that America has to wield greater power and influence when it comes to efforts to try and secure a ceasefire in the Middle East. I mean, government yesterday, there was a great focus on those troops that are manning that post in southern Lebanon throughout the day, calls between the Taoiseach and the head of the UN later in the evening, and then the government party leaders meeting the head of the defence forces to get an update on the situation there to ensure that everyone was up to speed. So I think what is happening there at really across the Middle East is something that is exercising the minds of government, and there's much unease about it. And then specifically what is happening, those Irish soldiers manning that post, is something that has been monitored closely, and it's really almost top of the political agenda at this point.
And just briefly, the ongoing speculation around a general election date can't be avoided. Some observations have been made of billboards of the Taoiseach with Fine Gael candidates, while pictures obtained by RTE News show Fianna Fáil has printed general election posters and its slogan revealed. So could this all be suggesting a date will be called soon?
Well, that indeed was a fine scoop from my colleague Fiacra O'Kioni, who got those pictures and shows that the Fianna Fáil message is moving forward together. Now, Fianna Fáil say those posters are standard practice that all parties prepare 6 months out from an election. But of course, it does fuel speculation that it could happen at some point in November. At the very least, the government party leaders will soon surely have to discuss that election timing issue. It didn't happen last night. The cabinet business and what's happening in the Middle East were what was under discussion at that point. But how much longer can that situation continue? I suppose, again, the first signal in all this could centre really on the finance bill that goes to Cabinet today. Now, as things stand, that's set to go for committee scrutiny all the way out on November 5th. If there's any signal along the way that that finance bill is going to move quicker than that, at move some point early in October, well, then I think it would be game on.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.